Welcome to City Soundtracks, a traveling conversation with musicians about the places that shape their musical lives. I'm your host, Hrishikesh Hirway. This podcast is produced by Google Play Music. The band Spoon is made up of Britt Daniel, Jim Eno, Rob Pope, Alex Fischel, and Gerardo Larios. Spoon first formed in 1993 when Britt met Jim in a recording studio in a basement at UT Austin. Now, over 20 years later, Spoon has released 9 albums, including their most recent record, Hot Thoughts. Nearly all of that time has been spent in Austin, Texas. In this episode, I speak with Spoon's Britt Daniel and Jim Eno about how the city has shaped them and their sound. After listening to our conversation, head over to the Google Play Music app and search City Soundtracks to listen to a playlist curated by the band.
Hi, we're called Spoon. We're from Austin.
Do you guys remember the first time that you met? Do you remember where you were?
I remember well. We were in the basement of the communication building B.
Is it where the studio was, right?
Yeah. There was a recording studio down there.
Oh, and were you guys working on a record together?
No, it was a school project. So one of my classmates needed to record a band, but we had never played with Jim before, but he stepped right in and could manage the recording.
All lines are red, the film is done. After hours is on and make another.
I was impressed that we'd never played with him before. We ran through the song. I remember this one song, Under the Table, we ran through it once and Jim got the stops immediately and then we could record it. That was a new level of musicianship for me.
So for that recording, was that the band Alien Beats?
Yeah.
Which, speaking of drummers, right, the previous drummer named that band, right?
Yeah. He couldn't play the shuffle beat. He said this is an alien beat to him, so... That's how we got the name, and that's why he was not there that day.
Yeah.
Follow the train down through Alabama, on the way to Mexico. Bought a gun on the way down to Texas, on the side of the go, I said it, go. She never wears a dress on Sunday.
In the early days of Spoon, was there a venue that was like your spot, the place that you guys would play most often?
We played at the Blue Flamingo quite a bit.
Welcome out to the Blue Flamingo.
Which is this little punk rock transvestite bar on 7th and Red River. Well, we played there because all our friends' bands played there. And it was a little venue which is now called Plush. This place was anything but plush. It was, it looked like it should be condemned.
I mean, there would be people like just crammed in to this club, probably held maybe 100 people, maybe, but it was a mayhem in there most of the time. It was great.
It was so much fun. There was no real stage. It was just everybody, the band set up on the ground. There was this little makeshift PA that the bands ran themselves. That was actually where we were discovered.
We didn't get into South by Southwest, so we did an anti-South by Southwest show at the Blue Flamingo, and Gerard Cosloy from Matador happened to walk by while we were playing, and he was like, oh, wait, what is this? And so he popped in, and we met him that night, and that was the reason why we got on pretty much anyone's radar, was because Gerard walked by.
I was wondering if Austin as a place feels like it has a distinct personality to you guys.
Yes. It's a little more rambunctious and personable than a lot of cities. If you're looking for a party, you can always find one.
Is that something that still appeals to you? I mean, now 20 years into the band's life?
Yeah, not as much as it used to be. I tend to go to shows when I go out.
Yeah. Do you ever go out and just being like, I don't know who this band is, but I'm just going to go to a show?
I do go out and see bands I haven't heard before sometimes, but the majority of the time it's really, you know, this band is in town, I'm going to go check them out, or they're friends of mine, so I'm going to go check them out. What always happens to me is, well, I'll be working at the studio pretty late every night, so a lot of times that's just like, I can't make it, you know, because we're in this session and we're hitting our stride. But when I do end up going out and there's a band I want to go see, it always happens that there's like four bands that happen to be playing that exact same night. And I have to like run around to all these different clubs. It's rather odd that that always happens, but it does.
That's what happens when you live in the live music capital of the world.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever written a song about Austin?
It's definitely been mentioned in some songs. There's a song on the new record that mentions Rock and Roll Rentals, this place we used to go rent PAs from. Continental Club's mentioned in that. There's a song called Anything You Want where it kind of zooms in on this girl standing on the corner, waiting on a light on the corner by Sound Exchange, which was this record store that we used to go to.
Where do you guys rehearse when you're all there?
Sometimes here at Jim's studio. That's where I prefer to rehearse.
Yeah.
Where's your studio and when did you open it?
It's West Austin, west of campus. I moved here in 98. So I had it was basically a two-car garage that I converted to a studio back then. And then I knocked it down and rebuilt as a proper studio about 12 years ago, I guess.
What was the first Spoon record that you guys made there?
Girls Can Tell, right?
Yeah, at the old studio, probably yeah. Girls Can Tell, 2001, that came out.
Yeah.
And then once this new one came up, the first one we made was Ga 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 Ga, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it finished like right when we were starting to record that.
Jim, can you record the talk back? Record that, Jim. Bet.
You guys are such a big Austin band. Is your studio like a landmark for people? Do people drive by and say, oh, there's Spoon Studio?
It does not look like a recording studio from the street, and it is in a very residential area. But people geotag this place all the time, so I think it's pretty easy to find.
These days, when you go to see a show, is there a venue that you end up the most often?
I end up going to Hotel Vegas quite a bit. I saw Tear Dungeon there.
Who do you think is the Austin band right now that is about to break? They haven't broken yet, but you think they're going to be the next big band from Austin?
Dale Watson, if he might have, it depends on how you define it, but he might have already broken.
You're a big team. Five, 4 miles south of I-10, 20 miles east of San Antonio. There's a little roadhouse that we know. We got chicken shit and bingo, and the beer's cold, Big T.
He's sort of a local icon who has right to be a worldwide legend.
Girl behind the bar, she's always got a smile to please. That's Suzanne, and that laid-back beer shack, spooky old throwback honky-tonk called Big T.
Britt, if you ever get stuck and you need to work something out and it's not happening, where do you go to get unstuck? Creatively, is there a place where you can go?
It's good to check into a motel. You know, there's a motel and there's a good one on I-35 just north of 26th Street on the west side of the street.
Do you go to a motel specifically to try and write, or do you just go there to try and think things through?
Yeah, I'll go there, write, check myself in, take a nap, then wake up.
Eat the buffet.
Right. What's that one you liked off the last record, Jim? Rent Taipei?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was
like
a good one. Yeah.
That came after a motel visit?
Yeah, there was some part of it that came from there, yeah.
I've been losing sleep, just not in sleep, that I wish that I load. Life lost all my games, back masking peace, just for asking peace, that I ought to be old.
Do you guys have any secret favorite places in Austin? Is there any place that everybody should check out that might not make the usual list of must-see landmarks?
When I have a band in town and we need to take a break, sometimes we'll go over to Hotel St. Cecilia, which is a really nice high-end hotel, and go there and grab a drink. The outside yard is just amazing. Another place I go, which is right around the corner from my studio, is a little house in an area called Clarksville, and it's called Josephine House. I do a lot of day drinking there.
And Britt, what about you?
I suggest you go fuck shit up at the Capitol. So Texas is, you know, Austin is this oasis of reality in the midst of a very red state. And in the center of Austin, there's this one building where some pretty crazy stuff happens. Well, he's down with the capitalist system. But he lost the life of capitalist. He's read you every book that you'd ever list him. Then he'll put you back up there on your shelf. I remember when I moved here, the Capitol was open 24 hours a day, and I would, you know, that was a cheap date for me, you know, especially before I could get into bars. You know, we would go walk around the Capitol late at night, and during the first Gulf War, they changed that so that it's, I guess they still let anybody in, but they closed the doors pretty early.
Do people ask your advice about moving to Austin? Do they say, should I move there? And if they do, what do you tell them?
You can come as long as you keep Austin weird.
Yeah, I don't say that.
Does that slogan annoy you?
It's I don't mind the concept at all. And, you know, it was started by local businesses that wanted to emphasize buying local. And that's great. What I mind it when is when I was out looking, I was driving through some neighborhood recently and I saw that there was a realty sign that said "Keep Austin Weird."
Oh.
You know, like that's their
cool
slogan.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, it's been co-opted a little bit. I'll say that.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Spoon's Britt Daniel and Jim Eno showing us around their hometown of Austin, Texas. City Soundtracks is an original podcast by Google Play Music, a smarter, more assistive music streaming service. Each episode is accompanied by a playlist. Visit the Google Play Music app to stream all the music we talked about today and hear more songs selected by Spoon and inspired by Austin. This show is produced by Imprint Projects and Pineapple Street Media. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.